Welcome to the Forest Analytics Landing Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Russell. In this podcast, we'll talk about how data and analytics are transforming the forest products industry. We'll share how a research-based approach to analytics can empower your forestry organization to make better decisions with your data. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I wanted to start with a short story. My wife and I were in the car taking a trip to the grocery store, and in front of us was a log truck. And what the log truck did was there were two options. There was a state road where I think it's about a 50 mile per hour speed limit, and then there was Interstate 95. And the truck ended up turning down the state road and not the interstate, and it had a load of wood on it. And so assumedly it was going to a mill or some forest products facility to drop that wood off. And my wife and I have a conversation about, well, where's the wood going, do you think? And we think it was one of these mills about 30 or 40 miles away or so. And she said, well, why doesn't the truck take the interstate? It's a lot quicker to get there. I explained to her, well, you don't see very many trucks loaded with wood on the interstate. And that's because of a lot of the federal weight limits to trucks that are out there. And so many trucks have to go ahead and take state roads or basically anything but the interstate, given the challenges with weight limits that are placed on logging trucks. And so I thought that was a nice story to kind of illustrate one of the many challenges that the trucking industry in logging really faces. And so I think it's one of many challenges and really speaks to another barrier perhaps of people that are trucking wood from the woods to a mill. And so I wanted to share an analysis I recently completed looking at logging trucker wages and comparing those to other industries. And so in my example of the log truck driver that couldn't go down the interstate but had to take the state highway, I was really curious to see kind of and to understand what's different about that driver of that log truck that someone that drives a similar kind of truck but's transporting packages through Amazon or goods for a big box store, what they're kind of facing in terms of their experience and driving a couple hundred miles a day. You can imagine, obviously, if I was a trucker, I'd like that nice, smooth ride down a highway rather than the bumpy state roads and back roads that maybe they're forced to take. But anyway, I just wanted to look, and I'll share today with some numbers I found through some online data sets through the Bureau of Labor Statistics, looking at logging trucking wages as they relate to the forestry industry compared to other sectors. And so obviously we know that in recent years, the trucking industry has been really impacted by the COVID pandemic, with a lot of shutdowns and slowdowns impacting supply chains across many industries. Obviously, remote work and working from home is just not an option for truckers. And so luckily, throughout the pandemic, forest products industries were mostly deemed essential industries. And so truckers were certainly a part of that. Truckers also have the unfortunate fact that the average age of truckers is increasing. Many of them are at retirement age or past the retirement age. And so one of the challenges in the trucking industry, I mean, you see signs many places that recruiting this next generation of younger workers to take their place is a big challenge. And that's something that many trucking industries, not just in forestry, but also in other sectors, are facing. And so because of that, there's a workforce shortage. And so really important to understand that in context as it relates to some of the compensation numbers that I'll be sharing. And so like I mentioned, for anyone that knows how to drive a truck, they could perhaps make more money doing the same job in another industry. And so, for example, if you are interested in working and transporting for a big box store, they might offer wages that are higher than similar jobs driving a truck in the forestry and logging sector. And so that was really wanted to turn to the workforce data on trucking. And so the data come from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they quantify wages in different industries, lots of different jobs and industries you can search for through this data set. And so if we look at some of the different classifications, we can kind of highlight and subset some of the data we'd be interested in for truckers. And so there's lots of different categories. For, you know, what I looked at specifically was the heavy and tractor trailer truck drivers category, and really kind of focused in on that. Within that category, you can look at a different classification. And so what I chose to look at was the forestry and logging classification. And so if you do that, there's about 8,000 truckers that are reported with data that go into this data set. If you look at their average wage, those 8,000 truckers, the average median wage was $22.66 per hour. And so that's important to know, I think, relative to some of the other sectors I'll be discussing. Of course, that's just one snapshot. That's the average, the median wage. But we can look at the distribution of them. And so if we look at the 80% rate, and so imagine 80% of all the logging truckers, they earn between $14.65 and $29.49 per hour. And so it gives you a pretty big range there that would encompass 80% of the loggers or the logging truckers. If you look at just 50% of the truckers, and those are obviously that would be a narrower interval. They earn between about $18.02 and $23.73 per hour. And just if you look at the average wage across the sector for all logging truckers on an annual basis, it's about $47,000 to kind of scale up those per hour estimates. And so what I was interested in doing too, and again, I'll share a link to the post that summarizes these data, was to compare the distribution of trucker wages in the forestry and logging sector with all the other sectors that are heavy and trailer truck drivers. And so if you look at the distribution and where forestry and logging sits, it's really right in the middle of all the other sectors. So they earn pretty similar rates compared to the other sectors, but the distribution of their wages is much narrower. And that is to say, there's not a large range of salaries between folks in the forestry and logging sector, whereas there might be in other sectors. And so if you compare forestry and logging, like I said, it's kind of in the middle, and I rank kind of the top. I think there are 25 different sectors. If you look at the top of the list in terms of who earns the most, it's couriers and messengers. And so the idea there is that couriers and messengers tend to work more in urban areas. They may not necessarily be driving 18-wheelers, but certainly may be driving trucks of some kind and looking at really maybe a different clientele, certainly compared to what forestry and logging truckers are moving around. Some of the other top sectors in terms of the highest wages include chemical manufacturing, the postal service, and telecommunications being some of the top earners in terms of trucker wages. And like I said, forestry and logging kind of falls right in between all of those top 25 different sectors. And so I think having data like these are extremely important as we begin to think about that workforce issue in the trucking industry, and specifically within the forestry and logging trucking industry. And so definitely as we think about how many people are available to perform this task, it's really important to understand the distribution of wages to get a better sense of what the workforce capacity might be as we look at different demographics of folks that are involved in workforce within the forestry and logging trucking industry, and to have a better sense of what the changes ahead might be. Compensation, we know, is certainly one of the things that could make a job in trucking attractive. And I think for those of us that work in this area that work with truckers to haul wood, it's really important to understand the differences and the distribution of what they make, and in terms of how that compares to other sectors, someone with the same skills and how they might appeal to other sectors as well. And so that is the podcast. I hope this is of value to you. If you have any questions or have any additional information, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear your perspectives, because I know if you don't know a logging trucker yourself, perhaps you have some insights on that. So I'd love to hear it. Drop me an email anytime. Thanks. Thanks for listening to the Forest Analytics Landing Podcast. For more information on how data and analytics can empower your organization, visit arbor-analytics.com.